Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting show. My name is Joe Oriani, and you can reach me with any questions, comments. If you want to be on the show, I can do a Zoom call and get it in. Anything else you would like, just leave the subject matter. It's JOEORIANIPODCAST at yahoo.com. The three tries, I probably got it right. I know I'm sweating, but I was outside cutting. Sorry. I don't have time to do all this stuff. But anyway, I noticed I got 60 clicks on from China. I'm going to suggest to all of you, if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, it is absolutely free, and I can use all the clicks I can get. Everybody in China, that's 60 times 10, that's 600. Go for it. But I want to talk to you about something before I get into all these news articles I have in front of me. First of all, I want to ask you a question. It occurred to me the other day, are all our countries free? Are all our countries, are we happy with them? I'll give you an example, not to be biased, but the United States of America. I put to you that it is no longer a free country. A lot of our rights have been taken away. We leave it up to these silly politicians, who, by the way, most people vote in over and over and over. I don't understand that. You have California who's complaining about crime, complaining about this, taxes, New Jersey, the same thing. But guess what? They keep voting the same party in. So by the way, if you come to Florida, leave your politics at home. If you come from California, especially California, leave your politics at home. People flee because they can't afford the high taxes and all the other stuff with them. I mean, $20 an hour pay, that's pretty good, but that's not flipping a damn hamburger. Actually, all you do is take a look at the grill and put it on the button. So that doesn't make any sense. It's supposed to be a job just getting you into the workforce, not to keep you happy. Anyway, so the price of hamburger is probably $19 up there, but I wouldn't know because I'm not going there to find out. All right, so my question is, here in the United States, I think we lost a lot of free speech. If you have an opinion, most people hate you for it, will say disparaging things about you. Me, I don't care. I will never be politically correct. I don't have that much long to go, so I don't really give a damn. I will say what I want to say. If you don't like it, don't listen. Simple. And if I talk to you in public and you don't like what I got to say, too damn bad. I say it. It's just the way it goes. So the United States, among other things, we lost our sovereignty. We have an open border. Nobody knows who the hell is coming across. Biden can stop it with just initiating back by Title 42 or just saying close the damn borders. Or tell Mexico you ain't getting no more money and we're shutting you down. And they will stop it. This is Trump did. Now Congress, they had a bill passed, H.R. 2. That the Democrats held up in the Senate, and it would have fit everybody's idea. The other one they had that Congress turned down was one where 195,000 or 95,000 immigrants a week were allowed to come over to the border. No, you still make it another country. You got another country now with 8 million illegal immigrants. They're not guests. They are here under fraudulent conditions. So I think if Trump got in, he's going to round them all up and send them all back. Of course, that's going to cause a beast stir. It's going to go to court. But you know what? You invaded here? Goodbye. Texas has the right idea of sealing up their own border. Now you get New Mexico, Arizona, and California to do the same thing. Guess what? That'll stop it. But even with Texas, they still have people coming over the mountains. Yeah, me, don't look at me. I'm old-fashioned type of person that says, have an automatic machine gun up there when something moves, shoot it. Oh, sorry. I shouldn't tell you my inner thoughts, but that's what they are. Now let's talk about other things in the United States we lose. Going to lose gas stoves. We ain't going to have a choice because some idiot thinks the global warming is more important than us living comfortably. We have plenty of oil, plenty of petroleum. So I don't deal with it. We have clean petroleum too. So, you know, all these people that spray paint on these paintings, they're using petrol. Bill, talk about it. Hypocritical. The clothes they're wearing, you have to have oil, petrol. So start walking around naked, stop spraying stuff, don't get in the car, get off your phone. But that's not going to happen. They're too stupid to know what they're asking for. Joe Biden is temporarily cutting back oil again in Alaska and a few other pipelines. So you know what? We are not free. We are not free to come and go as we please. All those restrictions on passport security, I understand that. But if I come in through Mexico illegally, I don't need a passport. I don't need COVID shots. I don't need anything. I don't even need an ID. So why is the United States citizens being oppressed? Who knows? Let's go to a couple other countries. Mexico. Mexico has all these cartels that they're dealing with. And that is why I think the Mexican politicians are either on the take or too afraid to stand up for what they believe in. Because they're afraid of getting shot, their families getting home, et cetera, et cetera. Do I blame them? No. Then, you know, you can hire enough people for protection not to worry about it. People that you trust. So, and there's no jobs in Mexico. Why? Nobody wants to work down there. Then they get up here, whatever money they do make, either selling drugs or actually working on the farms, they send back to their relatives. I do not believe that if a woman is pregnant and she comes over here illegally, should she stay or her son or daughter stay? They should not automatically become citizens. And then you shouldn't have to worry about bringing in the rest of the family in from Mexico. And Mexico has a southern border that gets overrun, they say, they can't control it. So, you know, give them some money, tell them to control it, otherwise, you know, cut off the damn funds. Venezuela, now Joe Biden's getting oil, Venezuela, which is probably the dirtiest oil, one of the dirtiest oils in the world. That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I'm not a scientist, I'm not nothing. But old guy sitting here just ranting and raving. But that is so wrong. The oil's so dirty, and you worry about clean energy that we have, and we don't let us get it. It makes no sense. This whole world makes no sense these days. Let's go to Europe and hang out there for a while. Let's see. You got France, Germany, planning for a war. You're not going to blame them. You got Russia. Let's talk about that little twerp in Russia. Little short guy, Vladimir. Who hasn't won a real election because he can't. Everybody has to vote for him or else they get shot or taken away or something. It's a definitely fixed election. I'm sorry, you can't win 99 or 96% every time you run. It's impossible, especially with the prices of food going up. Everything's not worth much anymore over there either. So they're having a problem with their economy. Now, they are getting, I don't understand this. Putin gets very upset when a missile lobs into Russia. Oh, you hit a home world, you know, a homeland. Yeah, so, you know, you totally destroyed Ukraine for absolutely no reason other than you want Russia to be back to what it was. You just said the other day, Mr. Putin, Poland's next. I really would advise against that. And then you have the NATO coming in. You got all kinds of problems. World War III is not too far away, folks. Hopefully, like I said, I won't be around to see it, so who cares? And if I do see it, it'd be one big explosion. Oh, God, we're all gone. Then at the end of that, it's as simple as ABC. Yeah, so Putin complains about that. But I'm going to tell you this. Let's move over to China for a minute. If it wasn't for China, Putin would have no ammunition. This is how it works. Iran sends oil to China. China sends it up to Russia. Russia also gets the arms from China. China refuses to stop doing it. You know what? China wants Taiwan. You got Hong Kong, China. You should be really happy with that. But you're screwing that up. That place is turning into a dump. Unemployment's high. Everything's wrong. People are starting to fight back. Now, you go over to Taiwan. Oh, Taiwan. I think that China should stop looking at Taiwan. Taiwan is not part of China. China just come around and say, hey, now I want Vietnam, now I want Cambodia, now I want New Guinea, now I want Thailand, I want Japan because what they did to World War II. Hey, and look at this, Australia. Let's go get them too. You know what? We have a lot of spies, Chinese spies in this country. They're all getting caught recently, which is good. But the president of China should worry about his own country. His human rights record is awful. COVID started there. He refused to discuss it. He locked his people in. They all got COVID. It's a run by a military might. Yeah, I know the Chinese Revolution go back a ways. A lot of things can happen. Chinese people sooner or later are gonna stop shitting in their boots and go do something. You don't have to have a violent takeover. You could do it by mass people just showing up. Yeah, Tiananmen Square was an example where the guy got run over by a tank, and that's sad. But more people should have been outraged. More Chinese should have been outraged. They should have demanded change. And if they don't give you the change, then everybody just do what they got to do. Get the change. But when you do, I'm not saying make it a democratic country, but make it a fair country. Make it even for everybody. And stop threatening the world. China can be a great partner. Millions of people need things and vice versa if they stop being a military asshole. Now, Iran's the same thing. They fired a couple of lobbyists. Israel got in with them and they got rid of even with them back and forth. Then Iran stopped and ended up targeting the US again. I don't get it. I don't care. I would lob some bombs and good ones right into Iran, telling the proxies to stop. But of course, we have no balls. There's another thing wrong with this country. We've got no guts anymore. So afraid of everybody else. Well, what are you going to think? Who the hell cares? I don't know. Go ask Matthew Obama. I always think you should turn Iran and North Korea into a parking lot anyway. Though I admit, as much as North Korea babbles and pulls out its chest and pounds it, they're not bothering anybody in particular. So kudos to them. Now, let's head over to, oh, I don't know. We can go South America a little further. Let's go to Caribbean. Haiti. Haiti's a total disaster. It always has been because the people they vote in or elect in or get put in are greedy. They don't care about the people. Dominican Republic's like that. Dumps. A lot of the Caribbean places are like that. They get the tourist dollars and they don't put it back in where it belongs, the people. Now, I wouldn't want to be in Haiti right now. I wouldn't put that on my travel list. Because why? Because the gangs run it and gangs own it. And the police can do nothing to stop it. Nothing. Because whoever they put in next will be a puppet of somebody. There's always somebody pulling strings. So remember that. And speaking of strings, Venezuela is now accepting Chinese bases. Now, if that was Kennedy, President Kennedy, or anybody else, they would go down and get them the hell out of there. But we live in a different time, a different world, a whole bunch of crazy cats. Oh, they always want to do the politically correct thing. And of course, you can sit there and talk to your blue in the face to China. No. I mean, we have this big famous thing now. We make fun of Joe Biden, and he says, "Don't do it. Don't do what?" I mean, Biden's funny because he said he finished in his top 10% of his class at 80 something. He finished 76. Ooh, liar, liar, pants on fire. What else are you lying about? Oh, a bunch of other things. His uncle got eaten by cannibals. Chomp, 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 chomp. It's a lie. Yes, his plane did crash in World War II, but cannibals were nowhere on the radar. He crashed in the damn ocean. Unless they were cannibal fish, like piranhas or something. No, that makes sense. Nope, they're only in rivers. So who knows? Anyway, with that, I just want you all to think about what kind of country you're living in. What would you like to change? Or who would you like to change? And what freedoms are you missing? Just send me, like I said, send me an email, let me know. Now, I'm going to go over some of these couple of articles I have that I find interesting. By the way, the Supreme Court of the United States held their hearing on Trump's immunity. Not sure how that turned out, but I don't think so good. They're probably going to send it back to the lower court to have them go ahead and just redo it. Say, what's personal? What's business? Okay. Then we go down to homeless. Let's talk about these Palestinian students, as they say they are. They're demonstrating at all the universities because they want to know where the university money go to. What do you care? You're paying so much, you're so stupid you're paying that much. But anyway, you should go learn something like electrician or plumber. It's a little bit cheaper. And we need electricians and plumbers and carpenters. Anyway, they're out there protesting death to Israel, death to the United States. All the Jews should, October 7th should be continuing. No, that's not how it works, folks. And then sitting there saying you're part of Hamas, you know what? Hamas is a terrorist group. I'm sorry, children, but that terrorist group, you're a terrorist. You're admitting you're a terrorist. I would do a background check on you and have your ass kicked out of here. And the schools, they should be start taking pictures of names, like the Treasury Agency did to me one time, and then finding out who you are and getting thrown out of school. So, you know, all those things are done. Get them cleared out and get them out of here. You know, they forget, but I don't think they've seen the videos that Hamas on October 7th did. Over the fences, killed innocent people, wiped out lots of families, threw people in the oven, cut up babies, cut up pregnant women, cut off arms, and now they have a so supposedly holy war. They go ahead and they're raping. Same as Iran. I just read that the religious police, or whatever the hell they are raping women. So, you know, all hypocrites, every damn one of you. So it'd be fun to watch what happens in the next couple of days, next couple of weeks, actually. I'm going on a cruise next week, so I'm trying to do this one and try to get another one if anything happens during the week so I can go ahead and do it and see how it works. But we shall know shortly. It may be a quiet week, but around here, never a quiet week. Okay, severe outbreak of tornadoes from Texas to Mississippi, Missouri. 83 reports of tornadoes across five states. Well, I've been around tornadoes and I don't like them. I'd rather be around a tornado than a hurricane. I'd rather be around a hurricane than a tornado. The difference is you know which way a hurricane is coming up to the last minute or two. If you're in the dark and you do not have an alarm, which we lived out in the country, in Arkansas, well, out in the woods, there was no warnings. So you never knew when something was going to happen. You could look out over our mountains and over our back porch and see the damn things happen. And now, Christy Noem, I like her. But I think she's in trouble for a vice president pick because when you live on a farm like we do in Arkansas, is what I'm about to tell you may sound cruel to a lot of people, but that's just the way it is out there in on farms. A dog went and bit some kind of animal or sheep or goat, whatever it was. So what they do, like we had one attack our sheep, the owner took the dog, took him up to his property and shot him in the head. And I asked him why he did that. He said, because once they taste blood, they won't stop. And that's what she did. Same thing with a goat who was attacking the children. meat and shooting a goat is no big deal. You can have goat meat, you know, all kinds of good stuff. So anyway, I don't think that's a big deal. Of course, the Democrats are going to make it a big deal, and some of the pet lovers are making it a big deal. However, for people living in the heartland, no, that's usually the way it goes. You don't have no place to take the vet. It's so far away. It's 20 miles for a veteran for us. But we took the dogs there and gave the ones away when we left. So, all right. Let's see what else we got here. Okay, anyway, that's about it for today. It's hot out. I'm going swimming shortly in the pool. I'm going to begin packing. So everybody have a nice day. And I will talk to you hopefully during the week. But don't forget, if you want to contact me, it's Joe Oriani Podcast at yahoo.com. JOEORIANIPODCAST at yahoo.com. Now, for those who are new, the beginning of this show, the music, the song is called Revolution, the music, but the rest of the ones I pick at random at the end. So enjoy. And like I said, have a good day. Stay safe. Be well. Don't let nothing happen to you. Okay? With that, have a very good night, people. Have a very good day. Oh, and remember, if you're not laughing, you're not living. Remember that. That's very important. All right. With that, I can find my sign up here.